Hey there, it's LaToya coming at you with a bonus episode. In the last episode, we were talking about how to study the Bible for yourself, and it was getting kind of long, so I cut it short, but I still had a couple of things that I want to share with you, and I thought, this would make an excellent bonus episode. So today, I want to just give you some tips on how to stay consistent, and then I also want to share with you some encouragement for when you fall behind in your studies. And yes, I said when, not if, because life happens, and we need to acknowledge it, embrace it, and be prepared for it. Welcome to Your Bold and Courageous Life, the go-to podcast for the Christian woman who wants a closer relationship with God. I am so glad that you are here. Do you want a relationship with God that's deep, real, and intimate? Tired of feeling unworthy of God's blessings because of your past? Do you wish that you could fully trust His plans and process? Listen, take a breath. I got you. On this podcast, we are going to get a lot of encouragement, biblical truth, practical tips, and real talk. They're going to help you connect with God through the best and the worst times of your life. How do I know that's possible? Because I've done it. My name is LaToya Edwards, a Christian spiritual growth mindset and life coach, and a proud single mama of four boys. And over the last two decades, I have walked through more hard stuff than I could ever tell you. But I came out of the other side with fearless faith, a close relationship with God, and a life that I enjoy. And I want to show you how to do just that. So grab a journal and a pen because we are going to get to work. Learning to study the Bible can be overwhelming, especially if you have never done it before. You know, we get used to having just the help and support of other people. And so it can really take some time to build up the confidence when we want to take on that discipline and that task for ourselves. So I have definitely had many ups and downs over the years, more downs than ups. And I've heard from thousands of ladies as well. And so if this is how you're feeling, we're going to have a little pep talk. So first, start small. I know that eagerness and excitement are great when you're starting something new, but don't let that force you to bite off more than you can chew. Don't decide that you're going to study the book of Revelation in a week if you're just getting started, okay? Actually, don't try to study the entire book of Revelation in a week, period, because that's just not going to end well. Go slow. Don't be afraid to slow down or even take a break when you need to. There's no gold star for Bible study success, and there's never a point when you're going to have studied everything and learned all that there is to know this side of heaven. Take your time. Enjoy the process. Listen, there was a season in my life where for 9 months, I was in the 23rd Psalm. Yes, those six or seven verses for 9 months. So go slow. It's okay. The other thing I want to encourage you to do is keep your supplies in one place. Spending 15 minutes of your quiet time looking for your stuff is going to sabotage you. Don't do that. Keep it all in one place. In the same place. I've used a basket, a corner on the nightstand, a desk. I mean, sometimes I'll even put my stuff out on the dining room table before I go to bed so that all I got to do is sit my butt in the chair and get to work. Keep everything that you may need, including tissues, because, oh my goodness, I'm not like a super emotional person, but man, like sometimes I'll be in God's word and it'll hit me and I need a tissue. All right. This way you don't have to leave your spot to go get supplies because you might not make it back. All right. And then I also just bathe your time in prayer. Pray before, pray during, pray after. The enemy doesn't want you spending time with God. He doesn't want you learning about God's character. He doesn't want you learning about your identity and purpose as God's daughter. And trust, he is going to do everything he can to keep you distracted. Okay. I don't know about your house, but World War III breaks out anytime that I'm trying to spend time with God. Okay. Prayer needs to be your first and your last defense against all of that stuff. And when you don't know what to study, pray. When you are stuck and struggling to understand, pray. Be in constant conversation with the Lord, right? It's going to bless you in more ways than one. And you'll find that the more time you spend studying, the more you actually have to talk to Him about. And now, I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. No perfectionism, no comparison. I mean it. I don't care if Sister Sally reads scriptures 36 hours a day in the original language from the Dead Sea Scrolls. Yay for her. Keep your eyes on your own paper, okay? The goal is not perfection. That's not possible while we're here on earth. The goal is progress. The goal is, am I spending time in God's word? Am I growing closer to Him? Is my faith getting stronger, okay? If you studied for 1 minute on Monday and then you get to 3 minutes on Tuesday, celebrate. You did a great job. You have made progress. Keep it moving. Now, I promise that we're going to give you some encouragement for when you fall behind. So here's the first thing that I want to tell you. When you fall behind, don't try to catch up. Now, I know some of you probably just like rolled your eyes or cringed in your seat. And as a very type A perfectionist person, this was a hard lesson for me as well. If you're doing a small group study, I know it can be tough when you're behind because you feel like you haven't done your homework and so you can't show up to group. And so you don't do that. Listen, one thing that you can do is just skip over what you missed. Just stay on the same week, on the same assignment that everybody else is in, you know, and then if you get time, go back and catch up. But like, just skip over it. If they're on week two and you didn't get week two done, that's okay. Just pick up and do week three with everybody else. Keep moving forward. And don't stay home because you haven't done the work. Don't do that. You never know what you can contribute or learn from a session, even if you haven't done the work. Okay. Listening to other people share their insights, listening to other people's questions are all great ways to learn. So option number two is to just pick up where you left off. And this is why I am such a fan of studying on your own, right? Instead of skipping over what you missed, you just start where you left off. So if you left off on day seven, then even if it's 2 months later, when you start again, you're going to be on day eight, right? Just keep taking those steps forward. Especially if you're doing something that builds on itself, it can be really hard to skip a week because then you're kind of lost and you miss something important. So whenever you can, just pick up where you left off and keep going. Your third option is to do like a blitz, right? Just block out some time and plow through what you need to get done. And then you're caught up. This can be really, really hard depending on your season of life, but it is an option. Number four, consider your season. Okay. Evaluate where you are. There's so many seasons in life where you have either more time or less time to focus on spiritual growth. Okay. And that's okay. Like, I've got four kids and I homeschool and I run a business from home. So I don't always have hours upon hours to spend. Right. And so when my older two boys were really small, like I was always behind. I was perpetually behind anytime that I tried to do a group or a video study. Like I just could not keep up. Did I just abandon my time with God altogether? No, I recognized that I was in a season where those group sessions were not going to serve me well. And I found something else that did. Don't judge yourself because your season looks differently from everybody else's. Okay. Bible says there is no more condemnation once you are in Christ Jesus. So God's not going to come down and bop you on the head like Bunny Fufu if you fall behind in your study. He's not. He loves you. He just wants to spend time with you. He doesn't care if it's 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 hours. He just wants to be with you and share his heart with you during whatever time that you have. And he knows your season. He knows what you have that's going on in your life. And he does not expect something of you that you cannot do. He's not that kind of God. And so that wraps up all that I have to say on studying the Bible. And so I pray that it has encouraged you. Again, if this is something that you would like some help with, I have consistent quiet time coaching available. You can head on over to latoyaedwards.net/apply and you can get some more information about how we can partner together to help you grow closer to God by getting you to a point where you can have consistent quiet time with him every single day. I hope you are blessed and encouraged by today's podcast. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode right now with someone that you know that needs to grow their faith and get closer to God? And it would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. It helps more women like you to find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you, fighting for you. So be fearless and live your bold and courageous life.